Refugees who are trying to resettle in Papua New Guinea say the PNG government is breaking the law by forcing them to go back to Manus Island. The men who were sent to PNG by Australia for resettlement also accused the government of keeping the men on Manus against their will in breach of the country's constitution. Refugees allege PNG police have beaten them and stolen their property, and they're being prevented from starting new lives. PNG correspondent Eric Torchek reports.
Egyptian refugee Faisal Alzani was staying at the home of a fellow refugee in Port Moresby when he says police came to the door and assaulted him.
Police come and hit me when I opened door. Him hit me. After hit me, go outside, push me in my throat, cut my skin.
Police officers and an official from PNG's immigration service took Faisal Alzani to a motel where other refugees are being kept under guard.
After take me in car, hit me too much, I ask him, why you take me? I stay with my wife. Why? I am settlement here.
Faisal Alzani is married to a Papua New Guinean woman and says he was renting a house himself until it was burgled and all his possessions were stolen. He and his wife moved in with a friend, a Somali refugee whose unit is provided by the PNG government. He doesn't know why he was arrested, but says PNG authorities are planning to send him back to Manus Island.
Why you want to come back Manus? I have everything here. I have family. My wife. Why? I don't know why. Don't have anything in Manus.
After the ABC asked PNG's Immigration and Citizenship Service Authority about Faisal Alzani's case, he was released from the motel and allowed to return to his wife. But refugees living at the motel told the ABC two other men were arrested over the weekend. They say they saw police badly beating one and he sustained a number of injuries. Other refugees who were living in Port Moresby have told the ABC they were returned to Manus Island against their will. Barrister Greg Barnes, who's helping the PNG legal team representing some asylum seekers, says those men are effectively being detained again.
It's one thing to charge a person or to detain a person pursuant to criminal law powers or national security type powers. It's quite another to say to a person that they can only live in certain places.
In 2016, the PNG Supreme Court found the detention of asylum seekers on Manus Island breached a section of the country's constitution that protects the right to personal liberty. The court told the PNG government it could no longer detain the men on Manus. Greg Barnes says that made it clear that limiting the men's freedom of movement in the future would also be illegal.
It certainly runs against the grain of that decision for the PNG government to simply detain people and force them either back to Manus or into other places without having a sufficient reason to do so. And there certainly doesn't appear to be any sufficient reason.
PNG's Chief Migration Officer, Solomon Kanta, confirmed the PNG government required all refugees to meet settlement criteria before they were allowed to leave Manus Island. The direction not to allow free movement out of Manus actually encourages refugees to be able to utilise the settlement pathway, as those on the pathway will be entitled to settlement support, he said in a statement. It's also important for PNG Immigration to know what's going on in the settlement space, and having refugees moving around at their own will outside of the policy leaves immigration unaware. Hence, it's unable to provide support and accountability for the policy directives of government.
PNG correspondent Eric Torchek.